Welcome to the Kona Edge, where you'll discover what the best triathletes in the world do to give them the edge.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown. Don't forget, if you do enjoy the podcast, we'd love it if you left us a review or a rating on iTunes. It just helps us spread the words. And we head back to Australia now to catch up with Richard Thompson. Richard, welcome. Thanks for joining us once again here on the Kona Edge.
Thanks, Brad. Lovely to be here.
Richard, let's talk about your bike. We actually haven't spoken about it much at all. You mentioned you were fairly strong on the bike early on in your triathlon career. Is that still the case? Would you say that's your strongest of the three disciplines, or has it ever been? Has that changed?
Yeah, absolutely. Has always been the strongest of my three disciplines. I didn't have a very impressive performance in Hawaii last year. Certainly a much more of a nutrition issue than anything else, but I think in Hawaii, Busselton 15, I had done, did 4:42. It's always been a go-to. If anything, I'd always probably smoke it a little bit harder than I need to the detriment of my run a little bit, but, love the bike. And I think you've got to, almost as an Ironman athlete, you've got to really enjoy it.
Is it something that it's just naturally that it is your strongest, or have you had to work particularly hard at it?
No, it's always come. It's always been there. And I don't necessarily know. I mean, I just had a mountain bike as a kid that we just did a few jumps over, but nothing to note. And I, for whatever reason, I think it was probably when I started triathlon, it was a discipline that I sort of gravitated easily to for the longer distances. So very early on, I was sort of riding, just because I enjoyed it, I was riding sort of three 100K rides a week, just because my mates were doing it. So we did that for probably 2 years, consistently. So that sort of base helps, obviously. And, it's always, yeah. And I think I've had to always have a strong bike, especially as a professional, when I haven't, I very rarely made the front pack, so you don't get too many options. Your cards are sort of forced, and you've got to produce some pretty heavy power out of the gate just to catch up.
Yeah, I mean, having that sort of base is incredible, and it sort of follows on to my next question. Over your sort of Ironman and triathlon career, is there something you've done that's given you, that you think's given you the edge? And having a base like that's probably one of the things. But is there anything else you can think of?
Yeah, I think, it's a fairly, uniform answer, but having a power meter is incredibly important. I've had a power meter probably for, 10 of the last 10 years. But not integral. I don't think it's certainly important, but not integral. The base work absolutely. When you don't have, I mean, there were the years that I didn't have a pad, I didn't have even had a speedo on the bike. It was just riding for the sake of riding. But these days, putting yourself in an environment that you're not used to. So, going to really, really, having a block where you're just climbing hills, or then going on a block and riding, long distances on the flat. I think strength work is highly, underrated, and the heavy strength work that I do, is, I think, attributable to, helps the threshold power increase it's not pleasant. It's not a pleasant sessions. Those sessions are not pleasant, but certainly, they're beneficial when it comes to race day.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about some of the sessions you love doing. What are your absolute favorites? What do you, when you wake up in the morning and go, yeah, I get to do that. Let's get out there and smash it.
I'm not sure. Other than a coffee ride, I'm not sure whether I do wake up thinking, yes, I love this. But, on the other side, when you finish it, I think my favorite is, finding a good hill, or if you've got a trainer, applying enough resistance. And doing about 60 minutes worth of threshold work up a hill at really low cadence, so sort of 50, 60 RPM. Threshold, by definition, is about the power or the effort you can hold and maintain for 60 minutes straight until exhaustion. So you're asking your body a lot, and it's something you might want to build into, and certainly a cadence range of 50 to 60, I would recommend you only do if your knees can handle that, that load, but maybe start at 80 and bring it down to 70 or that, and go down in that way. But, you might start at 30 minutes worth of threshold work and work your way up to 60 or 65. But something like, you know, 7 by 8 minutes or 6 by 10 minutes, where at the end of that, at the end of each rep, you're just hating life so much. And you just have to then roll back to the start and do it again. Incredibly mentally challenging, but also brilliant to increasing your threshold power. And then on a shorter level, on a wind trainer, some sort of trainer, something like, maybe 10, 20, 40, so 10, 20 seconds at max effort with 40 seconds rest. And then doing maybe 10 or 15, 60 second efforts at threshold or just above threshold with 60 seconds rest. I think it's about 70 minutes, but it absolutely, destroys you. So if you ask any of my mates, I probably ride, much harder than most. I don't like to sort of do any junk miles. I probably ride only about 3 times a week, but when I do go out, it's certainly with a purpose.
Yeah. And making them count, because that's, especially as an age group where you are pressed for time. The last thing you want to do is pile on those junk miles where you're not actually getting the big benefits from them.
Yeah. And I guess, I acknowledge that I've got a significant base that, I can lean on when it comes to just being able to do sort of, you know, I might do one 4-hour ride, one 5-hour ride, one 4-hour ride, and then 1 90-minute ride on the trainer, and that'll be sufficient. But for people who are just starting, you probably don't want to do that intense work, and you probably do want to get the miles in so your body can adapt to that first. It's only when you sort of, you know, when you can go out for 5 or 6 hours and it doesn't feel like you've done anything, that's when you sort of start bringing in the intensity out.
Brilliant advice there. Well, Richard, thank you so much for that. Much appreciated. Look forward to catching up about your run next time out.
Thanks, Brad.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Run like the wind. Our next free online running seminar is happening soon. Sign up now on theKonaEdge.com/running seminar.